Objection to setting aside the pending amendments. Without objection, the clerk will report.
The senator from Florida, Mr. Nelson, proposes an amendment number 4968.
Mr. President, I ask it to be considered as read.
Without objection.
Mr. President, the 9/11 Commission report said that opportunities for terrorists to do us harm are as great or greater in our shipping ports as they are in commercial aviation. And we've done a pretty good job in tightening up the security of our airports, but not so in our seaports, and that's the purpose of this whole bill on port security. A respected policy center that studies terrorism looked at what would happen if a 10-kiloton bomb was detonated in a seaport, in this particular simulation of Long Beach, California. And they pointed out that 60,000 people would die instantly and another 150,000 would suffer radiation poisoning, and some 2 to 3 million people would have to be relocated as a result of the contaminated land. And, of course, the cost to our nation's economy would be enormous, about $1 trillion under that scenario. Most experts agree that our ports are not only vulnerable, but also the damage resulting from the attack could be catastrophic. Where are most of the ports located? Mostly they're snuggled up to, close to, a downtown, high-dense urban community. The state I represent, Florida, is home to 14 deepwater ports. And so we have the task that we're trying to address in this bill of protecting these ports and protecting the peace and security of our people. The outcome of this fight has very broad implications for our country. All of our nation's 88 ports that handle cargo containers still remain vulnerable. Only, we're estimating, 6% of all the cargo coming in these containers is fully inspected. Our own Department of Homeland Security says 3 out of 4 American ports do not have the equipment to screen for nuclear weapons or for a dirty bomb, which is a conventional weapon designed to spread radioactive material. And the Congressional Budget Office says that the President's proposed plan falls about $130 million short of what's needed to protect these ports. I recall my former colleague from Florida, the former chairman of the Intelligence Committee, former Senator Bob Graham. He had warned that an increase in federal spending was not enough to adequately protect ports. This former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee said that if he were a terrorist, he'd know exactly how to go about wreaking havoc. He'd head for a port with lax security and then do his dirty work. And in the legislation before us, we've taken a giant step in the right direction. We are proposing to secure 22 of our nation's busiest container ports. But what about the other 66 domestic container ports? Shouldn't they receive scrutiny? And shouldn't we protect the additional 273 secondary sea and river ports in the U.S.? Certainly, we should. And that's why I offer this amendment today, which will direct the Homeland Security Secretary to develop a strategy for the deployment of radiation detection capabilities at every U.S. port. I believe it's going to make all of us a little bit safer. There's been enough delay. Now it's time to do this, and we should do it right. And so this legislation is the implementation of a program for the examination of containers for radiation at ports of entry described in the bill, not just the 22 major ports.